Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 188. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Where's Fozzie?
That is the question of the day right now. But Jeff is back. He's back from his date.
Yeah.
I can't believe you left us for a woman. It was a woman, right?
It was a woman.
I don't want to assume things. Like,
it was a woman.
Did she cure you?
Of what?
Drugs and alcohol.
Oh, no. Yeah, that shit already fell apart.
Since
last week, I have stopped talking to her and with the girl. So.
That was quick.
Yeah.
That was a... It's like, guys just didn't hit it off.
I don't know, it was really weird to me, because she's like this real, like, straight-laced girl who's like, grew up out here and shit, and like, doesn't do anything, and wants to be a substance abuse counselor, and all that. And then there's me.
The opposite of all of that.
Yeah, and then like, she really liked me, man. She was like, all about it. And I was like, that's fucking weird, but okay. And then, so, like, we went out on a second date, and then Sunday we were supposed to do, like, a third date, but I called it off because there was some girl that was DTF that, like, so I was just like, I'm not feeling good today, so let's, like, move it to another day, right? If you guys are following. And then, like, randomly she, like, sent me a text, like, out of the blue, like, I feel like you tried to take advantage of me, and so I'm going to move on and stuff. I was like... I was thinking to myself, take advantage of you. How? I took you out to eat twice and we went bowling. Like, what did I do?
That doesn't sound like you took advantage of anybody.
You know, like, I didn't try it, like, you know, kiss goodnight and that's it. Like, so, I don't know where you came up with that, but cool. And then she, like, that was on Sunday, and then, like, Monday morning, she tried apologizing, and Tuesday, and I've just been twisting the knife back, like, no, I tried to take advantage of you, just move on. I don't really care, you know, it's just like, whatever. So that was that.
That is something.
Oh, and I hung out with a girl that looks like Winnie Cooper.
That's different.
Did drugs with her. We'll talk more about that later.
Okay. So you bought a new toy.
Yeah.
Finally. Damn it, Jeff.
Fucking giant DVR box.
I don't know why people say that about it.
It's huge, dude.
It's beautiful. It's a thing of beauty.
It's also really, you said that on Twitter, and Brian like instantly responded with, oh, the PS4 is smaller. It's not that much smaller. Like, I measured them after he said that. The Xbox One is 2 inches wider. It's actually shorter, though, like, lengthwise, or I guess depth-wise. It's really not that much bigger than the PS4.
It just, like, I'm looking
It looks big. When you look at it up front, like, it looks like a big device, but
it's huge.
Really not that big.
Like, it's sitting right next to my PS3 Slim and my 360 Slim.
The PS3 Slim makes it look massive.
Yeah.
The 360 Slim isn't that much smaller than it either, though. It's about 2 inches both ways.
It just looks like it's just got the big boxy design. Yeah, not a lot of curves or anything to it,
right,
you know?
It's very, like, authoritative. And
yeah. It's like, this is your fucking entertainment center, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten to play with it or anything yet. Like, I spent a lot of the night, like, just doing a whole bunch of shit, including setting it up. It's all set up now. Like, I'm looking at the dashboard, and it's fucking installing my game, which is taking forever, dude.
Yeah, like, installs take a little while.
Although, like, when it hit, like, I want to say 33%, it was, like, ready to start. So, like, I guess it'll continue to install.
Yeah, you can play it now, but...
But, like, yeah, I probably shouldn't do that, because I would just...
You'd be like, where's Jeff? Jeff, yeah. Respond. What happened to Jeff?
Zombies! So many zombies!
My headset would just be, like, laying next to me. I wouldn't even be listening. I don't know. Like, I can't really say anything about it yet. Like, the dashboard looks like I'm playing a 360. Kind of.
Yeah, it's a boxy, that Metro look.
Does your Xbox One recognize you yet? Have you set that up?
Yeah, I set that up. It did, like, a good job. Like, it has, like, a little, like, thing above your head, like a little balloon above
your
head. Yeah. And, like, I was moving my head around and shit and was, like, keeping up with it. It knew my name. You know, transferred everything over and whatnot.
If you really want to see what the Kinect can do, try out the Xbox Fitness.
Yeah, I did something. I did a fitness game last year that was.
Tracks everything, like every part of you, like your heartbeat, like it.
Right.
Freaky.
You did the Nike Fitness thing on the original Kinect, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
This is like. Xbox Fitness is pretty batshit. Like, there's like 20 or 25 different workouts you could choose from. And as like Tony said, like, it does all this other sort of tracking stuff, and you get achievements for it. So.
Well,
dude, and it's free.
Yeah, and it's free.
Due to my job, I won't be doing that.
Right. You don't really need to now.
I'm fucking beyond exhausted always. Also, like, I don't think I could actually play any motion-based games where I have it set up right now. Like, I am probably 4 feet from my Kinect. Like, I'm really close.
You might be all right. I think they say 6 feet, but I haven't had any problem when I'm a bit closer.
It has a really wide lens this time around.
I don't have the room to, like, you know.
Oh,
actually,
to move around, I see.
It's like, I got a room here, and then really... You know, jammed into this room is like my dresser with all my shit. Oh, no, don't do that. Oh, just saw me wave my hand.
Yeah. So I was playing a game today. My daughter was there. Like, she was like, kind of like dancing around, and it was picking up her hands. And you can see the little hand icon show up on the screen. Like, no, stop.
Don't move. Do not move.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that shit. Like, whatever.
I wish you could turn that one off.
But, we'll see how, like, voice command shit is. Like, does Dead Rising have any of that in it, or no?
It does. Yeah, you can attract zombies by calling out to them, and...
Like, you can, like, drop items, and, like, switch items and stuff, too.
Okay. I don't know. It's hard to be excited yet, because...
Because it's just a... black box sitting
there.
It's not Titanfall.
I'm like literally just staring at my dashboard right now going,
if it was Titanfall, you'd be excited. You'd be really excited.
I don't know.
The fact that you bought an Xbox One the day after the Titanfall beta ended is just hilarious to me.
Hilarious. But yeah, that's it. I don't know what to say about it other than that. I'll have more next week, obviously, but I'll be playing a lot of Donkey Kong before that, so...
Right.
Donkey Kong.
Wait, is that Fozzie?
That was something.
That was freaky. Somebody did a Fozzie impression.
No one tweeted or texted me and I forgot.
We did Skype you though.
But Fozzie has joined us. And now we can talk about Titanfall.
Well, although getting Fozzie in the party is kind of as difficult as it is to get him in the party in Titanfall.
That was really bad. I really hope they fix that, because I do not want to be stuck playing that fucking hardpoint or whatever.
I have to say, I had an awesome experience with everything Titanfall until...
Tuesday night
when we all tried to play together.
And actually, when we were all in a game together,
that was fun.
Really,
it was
cool.
Awesome.
It was just keeping six people in a party together was a little painful.
Still fixed, but it was funny that the beta is like the most people we've had do the Tuesday night Battlefield since we've done it.
Yeah, since like Halo.
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was fun. Hefe, did you play it at all?
No, I just got Xbox One today.
You got the Xbox One today?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, what games did you get?
Dead Rising.
Uh-oh.
He only got one game. He's too
late. There's nothing else I really want. Like, I don't want Battlefield or Call of Duty.
Rayman? Rayman?
I have Rayman.
You can have it again.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't sound smart.
That's why I didn't buy... I still, like, tempted to get Tomb Raider because that game was so good, but it's like... No.
I will. I'm not going to pay 60.
Right, like, if it drops down to, like, 20 or 30, maybe I'll get it then, but at 60 bucks, I just can't justify paying another $60 for that game.
Like, and with, like, all the games coming out soon, it'll drop. Just you wait. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to get it again, even though I just played the damn game, but... Once it's cheap, like $20, I'm on it. So tell me why I should be all excited about fucking Titanfall.
What? Titan's Fallen. I don't know. Should you? I mean, it's not like, I mean, everyone has a different taste, so do you like mechs at all whatsoever? Like, did you ever like the Mech Warrior games?
No.
Nobody likes Halo.
I like the idea of mechs. I like the notion.
Do you like Halo?
Yeah.
You like Halo? Yeah?
And you enjoy Call of Duty from time to time?
And do you like Mirror's Edge Parkourness at all?
Yes. Yes.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
That's what this game is.
So there's a good chance you might like it because I think the thing that really excites me, like, one of the things I hate about first-person shooters nowadays is that the maps are so huge that really to do any sort of kind of, like, just short-range guy, like, specialize in that, it's really difficult. But the great thing about this game is, like, I don't think I saw, like, one person that really sniped. Like, that's just not what you do. You don't play like that.
Well, and for me, sniping, you're at your best. Like, you're helping your team more when you're moving around. Like,
exactly. So yeah,
So camping isn't really, it's not a valid tactic. Like, outside of, like, when we play hardpoint, like, you want to hold a location.
Yeah, I can see the sniping aspect in that, but, I mean, yeah, like, if you're just playing deathmatch, it doesn't help your team, like you're saying, because first off, when you're sniping, there's these grunts that actually, I don't think a lot of people think about it, but every time you kill those grunts, you shred a few seconds off of your Titan respawn time. So, right. So I mean, like for me, I like shotgun a lot, and I like being able to kind of move around really fast and like get kind of like, be agile like that, and that's the great thing about it is that, like, I just equip the shotgun, and then I have, like, the really fast speed, like, that stim. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm just cruising around the levels. And for me, like, I'm really, like, just enjoying that, and just, again, and I'm doing really well, like, I'm fucking killing people left and right. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, I don't know if you're going to like this game. I can't say for sure if you are or you aren't, but I don't think I've heard one person that really didn't like it, to be honest. And that's pretty interesting. So.
I think the best thing about it for me was you always get those matches in Call of Duty or Battlefield where your team sucks.
Yep.
And they're not fun at all. And I felt like in Titanfall, no matter how bad my team was losing, the game was still fun. Like, it still found a way to offer you something to do where you weren't just spawning and being massacred.
Well, right, like, so, Colin Campbell from Polygon, he asked for, like, some input on, you know, people who play Call of Duty and what they thought of Titanfall, so I kind of gave him my thoughts. And one of the things I said to him was that, like, one of the worst things about Call of Duty is when you're getting destroyed by another team and they have, like, an AC-130 overhead and, like, two Hinds, and, like, you're spawning and just dying instantly, and they're just racking up points. And, like, with this, like, no matter whether you're the worst player on the team or not, you get a Titan. like, it'll drop, it might take you a little while to get it, but you get one during the match. It's on a timer. Like, so
you get one every 4 minutes, no matter what happens.
Yeah. And then, like, as you kill, as you kill things, like, it drops. So, like, you don't just have to kill players.
That's a really good point, is that, like, the game still rewards the shittiest people, but if you're good, it will reward you further. So, so it's got a really nice balance, I think, so far. And then also, I mean, there's just so many satisfying things about the game, like, just being able to rodeo the fucking mech and, like, just, you know, take it out from within, or even being able to rodeo your friend's mech and, like, just, like, cruise around like you're a fucking monkey on his back. And just, like,
it's great.
So, I mean, like, or, like, just being in a mech and just, like, running fucking havoc on everyone, you know? It's just, there's a lot of cool things, and I think, really, in a game like that, you needed a veteran team that's been doing first-person shooters for a long time, because, again, that game is all about balance. And if there was even, like, so much as, like, a little bit more or less advantage with the Titans, I think it would have, like, diminished that game so much. But I think they really did a good job of making you feel like, you know, you can call your Titan in, or you can totally just do an auto Titan and just kind of just go along your way. And that's the great thing, is that there's definitely two different ways to play it. And
yeah, so, like, so to explain it to Jeff, like, you call your Titan down after the timer expires, and then you can jump into your Titan and use it as, like, a giant war tank. Like, it plays exactly like you would a first-person shooter. You're just a little more lumbering, but you feel like you're in this giant machine. Or you can set it up to, like, follow you or guard you, like, guard a certain location. So you can be out, like, as the pilot running around, and your Titan is outside killing things, racking up points for you as you're playing.
I always felt more badass when I was outside of the Titan, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's twice as much firepower. Like, the Titan is attacking things, and you're, like, standing off with a rocket launcher, like, shooting whatever happens. Your Titan.
And everybody's eyes are drawn to the Titan.
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest thing on the map. So,
right.
You being, like, a normal person, like, you can kind of skirt around things and subvert,
right.
The game, subvert your enemies. Like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, again, like you guys have just been saying, it's just, it's great. Like, people are saying that's boring, but I don't see that at all. I just think that there's so many different ways to play it that maybe people just didn't give it enough time, but, like, I don't understand. I think it's been a lot of fun.
Was
maybe
boring?
Whoa. I don't know. They're just, like, from what I guess there's been criticism for it, but I feel that, yeah, maybe they're used to the customization that you get in a game like Call of Duty or Battlefield, but
I think you're gonna get that, though. I think you will get that. Like, I don't think that there's only gonna be six weapons in the final game. Like,
right.
You got a sampling, and people were kind of railing on the game, on the demo, like, it's not a demo even, on the beta for not being this fully featured thing. Like, you know, like, this was a legitimate stress test. They were trying to, like, stress the servers. Otherwise, it would still be ongoing if it was, like, just a beta, like a demo beta.
Yeah, and I just think that it is kind of bullshit, because first off, with Battlefield, like, I'm still trying to get, like, a gun that I'm liking. And I've been playing that game for fucking 10 hours. Like, I don't find that entertaining. Like, I can't get, cause I like medium range in those type of games, cause the maps are so huge, you cannot go shotgun. And so, like, is that what people really want? They want to spend 10 hours to get, like, their favorite gun and then, like, customize it and have to wait another 10 hours before they can get, like, a certain piece for it? Like, no, that doesn't sound fun to me. Like, I do it the way that Halo did it kind of right, where, like, I think by, like, level 10 or 12 or whatever rank it was,
you could afford
pretty much everything. So, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, one of the comparisons I drew between, like, one of the things I really liked about the Titanfall beta was against Call of Duty Ghosts and Battlefield 4, like you always felt like you were advancing in the game. Like even after I maxed out my level, like I felt like I was advancing because shit is always popping up on screen that you completed a challenge or like you got X amount of experience points or you got this attachment for doing this challenge or you got a burn card for doing this specific thing on the map. Whereas in like, that was something that Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2 did really good. Was that, you know, you got that dun dun dun, like that, it would always like happen like all the time. And I don't see that in Ghosts, and it's worse in Battlefield. Like,
you never hear it now. I feel like I never ever hear it.
Right, like we played numerous hours, and like Tony, like you're like what, like level 8, like
yeah, and
like 10 hours in level 8, like it's crazy.
Yeah, it's sad. Like, I really hope that it wasn't sped up because of the beta. I hope that that's kind of what they're going to be like. Because yeah, you're right, like, you need a game where it kind of sucks you in with that just one more game, like, mentality. And I felt like a lot with Titanfall. I don't feel that with Battlefield because it, again, like you said, it takes like 10 games. Each game is like 30 minutes. So, I mean, like, seriously, you're spending 5 hours to gain one level. It doesn't feel satisfying, so. I don't know. I have a lot of high hopes for Titanfall. I hope that people play it for a long time coming, but we'll see.
One of the other things we didn't talk about it was there. I mean, I don't know if you'd call the burn cards perks, but that's kind of what they are, except they're like one use. So
one death, even. I've had one
death. Like you use them. So you die, or you can actually spawn into the beginning of the game using these cards. So Jeff, what these are, you'll gain cards as you play the game, and they'll give you certain perks. Like maybe it'll be a stronger version of like a gun, or your Titan spawn counter will, you know, be shorter, or you'll gain extra experience for killing things on the map. And you play this, but it's only for that life, and then it's done. So at most, I think you can only have, what, three at a time?
Like right, three per match.
Yeah, so you're never running into somebody that's, like, running, like, a full stealth kit, like, with, you know, extra ammo all the time. Like, the game is very, very balanced, yet it's very fast, and it's very vertical, and
oh, I love it. Just like,
yeah.
It almost feels like, I wish like the Assassin's Creed game, as far as like how quick I can get up those buildings, like I wish it was like that. Like, it's just, it's really cool. Just, like, I never felt, whenever I was running away from like a Titan or something, I always felt there was an escape route, no matter what, no matter where I was facing. I always felt there was like a little hole or like somewhere where like the building wasn't just like, I wasn't trapped off. So, I mean, yeah, just the way that, I don't know, and just like being able to like kind of just like wall dash your way up the fucking like buildings and stuff, it's so cool. It almost feels like Ninja Gaiden as far as like, you know, being able to jump back and forth up the buildings and a first person kind of aspect, so it's really cool. God, now I really want to play it again because I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it's.
I'm glad that the. You know.
I like that they allowed in the beta to record stuff too.
Yeah.
There were some cool moments playing that game.
Ripping a guy out of someone else's Titan, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so much fun.
Yeah, I saved one of those, and then I had another one where I saw this guy. He was camping on the Angel City map, and he was on this little platform on top of one of the buildings, and I jumped across, wall ran, jumped over a sign, and landed next to him, and then kicked him.
I saw your video.
It was so much fun. And like after it happens, like, oh, Xbox record.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I don't like when you do the Xbox record is that it freezes your input for a second.
Yeah.
I hate that. Like, it works great in, like, NBA 2K14, because there's, like, that change of possession second.
Right.
So it doesn't matter that it was frozen. But in Titanfall, like, there's stuff going on while you're not moving.
I'm interested to hear what they, like, how the multiplayer campaign, like, narrative campaign plays out. I think we heard.
I guess there's monsters or something. What's going on?
Well, yeah, there's monsters that are. I don't know how they play into the narrative, but evidently they can influence a match. Like they'll be flying around, or if you engage them, they will engage you, and then that adds a third element onto the map.
Accidentally shoot a monster and it attacks
you. But like the narrative piece, like from I think somebody in our party said on Tuesday said that you'll be playing as the two different factions. Like you'll play through the campaign as one faction and then the campaign as the other faction, but with like a team of people. And there's like some sort of story that goes along with that, as well as, you know, the regular multiplayer game modes. So we'll see if that works.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
Game's so much fun, though.
It sounds fun.
It is.
It looks fun, but it has the same problem I noted before, which is there's two RPGs coming out right in this time frame.
This is that palette.
Yeah, but this is a game where you can like spend 30 minutes play it, then like the matches are quick. It's not right. Again. It's not Battlefield.
This is the perfect like hop in, play for 10 minutes, go play something else game. Absolutely perfect.
But I won't need that because I will have the other things.
Oh my god, shut the hell up. You just bought an Xbox One. Get the goddamn shut your mouth.
You'll have Dark Souls, but when you're so stressed out, you can go in and relax in Titanfall.
Relax.
Why would you even get an Xbox One? Not a good time. That's ridiculous.
I could play Dead Rising.
Which is a good game.
Yeah,
again, a good game, but that's very mission based. You have to spend some time with it.
Yeah, I mean it's a 20-hour game.
Like for me right now, I have NBA 2K where I can play a game, be done with it.
As I can see, you are playing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we played some other stuff besides Titanfall. So that was
a mistake.
Yeah. Tony, you played something about hedging your bets in Rome.
Hegemony! Rome, Rise of Caesar.
Sounds awful.
It is fantastic. I don't know what you're talking about. And they updated the alpha. So it's an early access game on Steam. Strategy game. It's an RTS game. You play as Caesar, and you play through his conquest of Gaul. It's interesting.
Way.
I know, isn't that all shocking? right now, you only have, since it's early access, you only have access to the first two chapters of the game, and there's also supposed to be like this open world sandbox where you can conquer Gaul as you see fit, but that's not available yet, sadly, it being the alpha stage still. But the cool thing about this is there's logistics in an RTS game, which I have never seen before. So basically, you'll
like
have your units. Yeah, sort of. So you'll have your units, and you'll move them around the map. If you move too far from your territory or from your supply lines to, like, start drawing on, like, their food supply, and then when their food supply hits zero, the unit will either start to die or it's like morale will shrink to nothing. And if they end up in a battle, they'll just run away. So there's like this extra management aspect that you don't normally have. So the game becomes this battle to like cut enemy cities off from their supplies and shrink their morale to nothing so that they surrender to you. As opposed to just like throwing tons and tons of units at each other as fast as you can build them, which is what I feel like so many RTS games become. So it's like, it's a strategy game, or it's an RTS game for like hardcore people who like look for that extra management aspect, the extra like strategy, more realistic elements. It's
for nerds.
It's probably more in the vein of like a Rome, Total War Rome game, as opposed to like a StarCraft type RTS, but very enjoyable, a lot of fun. I'm liking it so far. I just wish I had the whole game.
Say the title again. Hegemony.
Hegemony, Rome, The Rise of Caesar.
Hedge cutting in Rome.
That sounds like you would give that title to a game if you wanted to sell exactly 100 copies.
That's the title you give to a game if you know who your audience is. Because the audience is going to, like, people who like this kind of game is going to see that title and go, oh my god. The other thing is that there was a, it's not the first game in the series. So, Hegemony is the recognizable thing. The rest of it is just kind of, you know, the subtitle. Like, oh, there's another Hegemony game out.
Yeah, I totally recognized it.
I'm sure you were all over it.
Well, there's that. Hegemony, Rome, Rise of Caesar.
So you got it right. Now you're going to buy it because you know the title. It's totally how this works.
Maybe.
There are Steam cards.
I do like Steam cards. Apparently, Fozzie did something cool.
What did you do cool, Fozzie?
I ankle broke some dude down. I just bama jamma slammed on some bitches.
Wait, you could just say that and it'll record like what you just
it'll
did.
It'll record what you just did,
the last 30 seconds.
Yeah. And then
welcome to the future.
So I recorded a video of me dunking on LeBron, and then I posted it to Twitter so that Walter can see it.
You can post it to Twitter straight from your system?
Yeah, you have to upload it to
SkyDrive.
Yeah.
And you can go onto your SkyDrive account.
Which you have a SkyDrive account because you have a Microsoft account, so like it automatically ties in directly. And then you can just
have it
linked there.
Okay. Or, so I would just like sign in with whatever my Microsoft account is, which I think it's a Hotmail account.
Right. Yeah, you sign in there. And then,
goddamn Gmail.
Yeah, you have to upload it from what's it like, Upload Studio or something like that. On the Xbox One though.
Right.
And you can actually just take that file and upload it directly to YouTube actually as well. So.
YouTube.
Interesting. It's something I'll have to check out.
It's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty cool. They still need to work. Like games need to kind of regulate that shit better.
Yeah, because like Battlefield is nasty with it. Like they record everything, and it's
Peggle records the last like maybe 5 seconds of what you do.
Peggle's awful.
For enough time.
Peggle's atrocious at it because like, hey, here's this awesome shot, and then like you never see like you lining it up. It's like you hitting the last peg and. Well, what's awesome about this? Like, this is so stupid.
NBA 2K14 does the, if you get a Kia Slam, let's tell you, you do a huge dunk and the game replays it, it'll like record the replay. Which is cool, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty cool feature though.
Not as cool as a share button.
Oh my god.
I realize you bought the Xbox One, right?
Regrets. They're already here.
It's too late.
So, oh yeah, you already have a PS4, right?
No. They talked me into getting this first instead, because it has games.
Because it has the games that you actually want on it, yes.
It has a game.
Well, which is more than the PS4 has.
Pretty much. I mean, that was it.
I will say this, like, the PS4 controller does have the share button. The share and options button, which are basically the start and select button on the PS4, they're a pain in the ass to press.
Really?
they are in really bad locations, like, just awkward.
Yeah, like, these controllers, like, it's kind of weird. Like, I'm in a love-hate relationship with them.
I have not played a game with the Xbox One controller yet, but I don't know if I like it as much as the 360 one.
Honestly, I didn't know from looking at it, but once I started using it, I can't tell the difference.
I think the major thing are the bumpers don't feel good.
They don't feel good on it?
No.
Finger, I can see that.
360. But besides that, I do like there's a lot of things better. Like the thumbsticks, they're raised a little higher, and they actually feel a lot better. And then also, like, why the fuck did they get rid of Start Select? What happened?
Yeah,
with that?
I don't know. Like, both them and Sony. Like,
yeah, why?
Yeah,
they were kind of pointless, right?
Yeah, true. They weren't necessary. Like, I mean,
like, what do I call the start button on this thing now?
It's the menu. It's the hamburger button.
Hamburger. Yes, it's the hamburger button.
It's the menu button.
Sure.
The boxes, the
cubes.
What is it like? Do they essentially do start and select? Is that like their?
Yeah.
No, those functions. I mean, they don't really exist anymore.
Like you'll start some.
Yeah, they are essentially start and select, but like, it looks weird when like you see it on the screen. You're like, and it says press that button with the three lines on it. You're like,
press the hamburger button.
I just wish, like, they would just say press start button, and then I would know, like in my mind, yeah, that's the right side button.
Start button's on the right, select button's on the left.
Exactly. Just say that. Don't say, like, oh, press the one with the three lines on. I don't know that. Don't give me the... Oh.
So, I only know that that's called the menu button, because when I played Halo Spartan Assault, it says press, and it shows the symbol, the three lines, and then it says menu. Like, alright. I guess I'll press the button.
Any games I need to buy from the store?
I would download Killer Instinct for free. Because it's free. Peggle definitely
too.
Peggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll play, Hefe. We'll play all the Peggles.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, I would have...
Rise is on sale.
Rise is fun.
No, I'm going to wait till that's like $15.
Yeah.
So
that screams a $15 game. And it's going to be a good $15 game, but I'd feel bad paying any more. Sorry. I know you guys.
I'm with Fozzie.
I paid $45 for it. Then I ended up trading it in for $23 plus a $25 PSN credit. So I ended up trading it in for more than it was worth.
Alright, well, fair enough. You done good.
That's not a bad
deal. That's why you went to Cornell. You got your Ivy League education.
That's right. In trading in games, yeah.
That's what it's there for.
Gaming.
I hear at, Power Star Golf? I hear that's pretty cool. Yeah, you're not into driving games, so Forza, so wash.
I'm into driving games.
Not that type of driving. Yeah. Like, you're gonna wanna probably play Forza Horizon when it comes out later.
I think Forza was the best-selling game, too.
Was it?
In terms of the exclusive, yeah. It actually sold over a million copies, which is insane, considering how many Xboxes there are.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a third of the people that have bought it. That's pretty crazy. So speaking of Xbox One games, yeah, and I played Spartan Assault. I don't recommend playing that game. Yeah, thank you.
I watched the giant bomb of that game.
It's really bad.
It's like, well, I mean, like, it had good concepts, but, like, it just... Yeah.
It was good in theory, like, and we're gonna take...
type of games, you know?
Right. We're gonna take the Halo universe, and we're gonna make a twin-stick shooter. It's just like, the mission structure for it is atrocious. Most missions are over between, like, 1 and 5 minutes. A lot of it is just go kill all the enemies. or hold out here until, you know, the timer is up, and then get on the helicopter. Like, that's not Halo. Like,
right.
I don't know. Like, the using the weapons is kind of cool, seeing, like, the little versions of the grunts, but we saw that already in Halo Wars, so... And that game's better.
Truth.
Yeah, and the multiplayer is just... One, finding a game takes forever. I was able to play through all the co-op missions, but it took a good 5-10 minutes to get matched up with somebody.
Oh, the horror.
I mean, like, you know, you're used to pressing the button and it connecting you to somebody. And then, like, you do this and, you know, you're playing, the dude doesn't have a headset on, nor does he know what he's doing. It gets really frustrating really quickly, so. Yeah, don't play that game. I think it's like $15. It's not worth that.
Wait until it goes down to 50 cents.
Yeah.
Or it's the Xbox free game.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that that's one of the first ones they drop when they do move Games for Gold.
I see that.
Over. Like, here, Spartan Assault for free. Great.
You're getting your money's worth, I promise.
But I also played Call of War as Gunslinger. It came out last year. And
Are we glad you brought it in 2014, or do we wish it stayed there?
It's pretty cool. It's better than, like... I mean, I didn't play the Cartel, but it's... From what I hear, it's definitely better than that. The story is told kind of the same way Blood Dragon is done, where, you know, static cutscenes with voiceover, except it's told, like, more artistically. It's not 8-bit style. The story's kind of cool. Like, you play through it, and you play this bounty hunter, Silas Greaves, and he's telling this tale of how he was a bounty hunter and how he was chasing down these guys who killed his brothers. And as you go along, like, the people that are listening to the story, they'll kind of call you out on certain aspects of it. So you'll be going, like, oh, I was up against, like, the Apache, and, like, there were no Indians in that area. And, oh, did I say the Apache? I meant, like, the bandits from this gang. And all of a sudden, like, the enemies on screen will change from Indians to, like, the bandits. Which sounds a little goofy, but when you're playing it, it actually works out pretty well. Gameplay, if you've ever played any of the other Call of Juarez games, it plays like that. It's a first-person cowboy game, I guess, where you're using, like, six-shooters and rifles. There's points. It's like when you kill people, points fly off their head, Borderlands style, and that gives you experience, and then you can then upgrade different aspects of the your gunslinger. So I went with the ranged combat, like the far out. So like when I pulled up my gun, the sights, like, I would actually zoom in like twice as close. It was fun. I mean, I think it's like a $15 game. Took me like 6 hours, which is a decent length. Like, that's normal length for most first-person shooters now. And, this one was pretty solid, so. If you're into that type of thing, this one works as well.
Cool.
So, Fozzie, what have you been up to outside of Titanfall?
Shit, not much, to be perfectly honest. Played a lot of that. Some more NBA 2K. I need to get back to Assassin's Creed 4, but now I'm getting worried. I really want to beat Witcher before, like, all these games in March come by, but... Man, February's just... We're getting really
flying by, yeah.
I really want to pick up Thief, but, yeah. I feel like, again... one that's like, that's a game that's going to be $20 in like 3 months. I just feel dirty playing this.
Really?
Playing this. Dude, yes. Easily.
Yeah.
It'll probably be pretty good, and it'll probably be pretty cheap pretty soon. I say by summer, by June or July, it'll be less than $30 easily.
But I need it now.
That's fine.
I know, but like, it's gonna be one of those games where I'm gonna play like a few hours, and then I'll go like Dark Souls or something. But, and that's the thing is that I really like, I like the fact that it's made by the same team behind Deus Ex, because that's still my favorite, like, stealthy game I've ever played. So, a game that revolves around stealth just sounds, like, really awesome. It's not going to have any of those shitty boss fights. So, that's the reason I stopped playing Deus Ex. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It looks good.
I want to play Thief, too.
Yeah, but, yeah, I haven't really played anything, though. Just a lot of Titanfall.
Jeff, tell us about the Zombie U game-breaking bug that you ran into.
Yeah, I like went and restarted Zombie U just to see if I'd still like it or whatever, just to play something, you know. Like really early on, they're making you go around and scan CCTV things. You know, you like go around a city, you find one of the things, you scan it, and then it basically updates your map so that you can see where you're going, right?
Right.
And there's one point, like, it's like the second full mission of the game where you have to, like, go to a supermarket area and, like, you know, scan the two CCTVs in there. Well, if you do that, which I did, like, there's one outside the supermarket and there's one inside. But when you come back outside the supermarket, there is this zombie type, I forgot what they call it, but basically it screams really loud and it attracts other zombies. If you die at that point, like if you die before getting back to your safe house, the game glitches out and like it tells you that you have to still go and like scan the CCTVs. And like, you know, the map will point you towards that way. So like the map, and like, I don't know, I thought I had drank too much or something one night. I was like, what am I doing wrong? It's like, go, you know, it's like, go, it, like it points you like on your map to go to the supermarket. Then when you get inside the supermarket, it points you to go back outside. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm going in and out of the supermarket. I'm wandering all around. I'm like, I see both the things. I've scanned them both. So yeah, basically you can't die after you scan, one of those things early on in the game. Apparently there's like a bunch of other bugs in the game too. Cause like I had to like go look up like supermarket glitch and then of course that like totally popped up on Google. But apparently there's other, like, glitches in that game that could, like, end your game for you, which sucks. They should have patched them right now.
Yeah, that game's been out for well over a year.
Pretty shitty, actually.
I don't think they're ever going to patch it, so.
No, probably not.
There was an update, too, when I went to go play it, though. Like, there was something. There was some sort of, you know, patch that made me do. Just didn't fix, like, the good thing about it is, I think I was, like, an hour into the game at that point, but, like, when I restarted the game, I got to that point within, like, 20 minutes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So at least it happened there. But, yeah, that game's still fun, man. I still think that's a really good, like, if you like survival horror, I think you'd really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's one of the, that was one of the best launch games for the Wii U. I think it's still one of the best games on the system, so.
Yeah, it really is. And then I think you brought it up before, too, where, like, it's one of the games that really uses the gamepad well.
Yeah.
It actually does, like, it's all kind of, like, little gimmicks, but it's, like, man, it's really intense when you're sitting there, like, going through your backpack and shit, and, like, you can see on screen someone's closing in on you, you're like, oh, shit, or, like, just even look, using, like, when you have to scan the environment and stuff, using the gamepad, like, they'll show your dude on the screen, like, looking around, just like how you are. I don't know, they had, like, a lot of really neat ideas in that game. It's a damn shame, because, like, I really, really fucking love the damn game, and never gonna see a sequel, I don't think. So.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, they could do the sequel so much better too, like with more development time. But oh well. Sucks.
Agreed. No. One other thing I played, I'm going to a Halo party this weekend. I was invited to go play a Halo with a, yeah, like everyone brings their 360s and a TV and like we basically play Halo over our LAN or whatever. yeah, so it's a giant nerd party. But in preparation for this, they're playing Reach for this gathering. I was like, I haven't played Reach in quite some time. I'll go back and play.
Yeah.
There's still about, you know, I was on tonight, there was about 16,000 people. When I was on over the weekend, there was about 20, 22. There's still a good amount of people playing that game. But those people are really good at it. And going from Titanfall and Battlefield and Call of Duty to... this is just, like, in general, going from those games to Halo is tough. Going to those games and playing against people that are, like, they have, like, the Forerunner tag or the Relic tag, like, the ones that are after the ranks, like, millions of experience points to get these titles, and it's not a good thing. That game's still fun, though. And, the map design in that game was really, really good.
Hells yeah.
Yeah, so. I hope I don't embarrass myself at this thing, though, because I haven't played Halo, like, competitively in about a year now, so. And that was Halo 4, which plays a bit differently from Reach. But yeah. Microsoft needs to get an actual Halo out on the Xbox One.
Yeah.
There was a rumor this past week that it was delayed to 2015.
Yeah, there's going to be like some the anniversary edition of 2 or something will be this year.
That's all I heard.
I'm all right with that as long as they give you like all 25 Halo 2 maps that came out over the course of that game. Like if they do that, sure, I'm on board. If it's like Halo Anniversary on the 360 though, and it's only like a six map pack, like I'm not gonna be as excited.
You'll buy it.
I'll still get it. Yeah, I mean, Halo 2 is fun, but I would prefer.
I
still stick by my thing of like I would. Microsoft should just release like Halo multiplayer with all the maps. That they've done up to this point. I think that would be great.
That'd be fucking insane.
Right? Like, different playlists for, like, Halo, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo Reach, and Halo 4. And then, like, you know, you could have different game modes for those ones as well. Like, I think that would be awesome, but probably way out of our budget, so. Anyway, let's do some news. Tony, what's going on?
Oh God!
It's been a crazy
insanity,
week.
Lunacy. I guess we'll start with the big piece of news, which is the studio that made BioShock Infinite, which is Irrational Games.
Oh boy!
3 days ago, basically out of the blue, because no one really expected this, announced that the studio was shutting down, and the studio head Kevin Levine was moving to a different. Part of Take-Two to open his own tiny studio of 15 people and everybody else is being let go. Very, very bizarre the way it was announced. Just, it seemed almost random.
Yeah.
Now since then some other interesting information has come out. I'm gonna send you guys this link. A reporter who had actually spoken to some folks at Irrational last year, but hadn't published the information because she couldn't obviously verify it or, like, she couldn't get a direct quote from anybody. But apparently that people at the studio were convinced that it was going to go under as soon as BioShock Infinite was finished. They were all expecting this.
Yeah, evidently, BioShock Infinite went way, way over budget.
Well, it took them, what, 5 years to make the game. And at that point, you got to say, well, it better sell like GTA.
Right.
Otherwise, it's going to be a failure. Because they were saying something like hundreds of millions of dollars.
200 plus million was what I heard. And I heard the budget for GTA 5 was 250. So if you're like in that same area,
you better sell.
You need to sell 30 million copies. That's a shame, because like that game was never going to sell that well.
No.
What did it sell, dude? Does anyone know?
About the same as what the original BioShock sold.
Yeah.
A little bit better, maybe.
And the first BioShock did it on a much, much, much smaller budget.
Right.
And there was a huge marketing budget for Infinite. Like, there had to be. There were tons of commercials for that game, dude. And, like, just, if you went into the store, there were signs and shit for it everywhere.
Right.
That's what I thought, like, doomed it. But I don't know. I got in this thing on Twitter with Fozzie started it all. That was, like, all Ken Levine's fault. Like, it wasn't even, like, a financial thing or anything. Like, he just wanted to shut down.
Well,
I was like, what? That doesn't...
Oh, that's the other weird part of it.
So I've heard a couple different theories on this. Like, evidently he didn't want to kind of be in charge of Irrational anymore. He wanted to go do this thing where, you know, he was going. He would have a smaller team, evidently like these 15 people that he brought with him. But he, even though he was studio head of Irrational, 2K owned Irrational. Like, he couldn't. Him leaving couldn't necessarily just shut that down. Like, that's a 2K decision.
That's what I don't... Yeah, that's what I was saying on Twitter, and then Brian was being all, like, an idiot about it. Like, you just shut it down. Like, but...
He can't. Like, he didn't own Irrational. He doesn't own the Irrational name. He doesn't own BioShock. Like, he was the... It's like the CEO leaving a company and taking with him, you know, his best employees. Which, shitty move, but, I mean, that doesn't do much.
Okay, so, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. So we're at this point where you're saying that he knew that they were shutting down a studio, so at that point, he gathered up his 10 or 15 members.
No, I think he was gonna take his 10 or 15 members and leave regardless of whether they were shutting the studio down. I think it just so happened that they were like, we're shutting your studio down. You're Ken Levine, though, so we can sell your name. So if you still want to make games for us, we'll seed you for your new studio, but we're shutting this thing down because you fucked up.
Okay.
Like, and it could be his fault. Like, I'm not...
It could be.
He is fully in... Like, he was the studio head. He allowed that game to go to whatever budget it went to. And if you remember correctly, like, there were a bunch of people leaving Irrational before BioShock Infinite came out. Like, big people, like, lead designers, and, like, they were jumping ship, and they had to bring in Rod Ferguson from Epic.
That's the only reason the game was finished.
Yeah, he was basically brought in to go, hey, you need to get this shit done. As like the project manager, and then like the game got shipped, so it's pretty crazy. But yeah, I think you can blame. I mean, you can blame Ken Levine for shutting down, but I don't think he was like, "We're gonna shut this shit down." Like, I don't think that's why it got shut down.
That's the assumption that Brian was under for whatever reason. I was like, dude, that doesn't make fucking sense.
I understand why somebody would make that assumption, because he took that blame, like, in his letter, he kind of took it all on himself and wasn't like, you know, this is because of finances or whatever. He's like, I'm moving on to something else, and as such, Irrational is shutting down.
I mean, I think that at that time, like, again, I was kind of what Brian was saying, too, is that we didn't have a lot of information out there. This was still kind of new. So what really upset me is, first off, when I asked twice on Twitter, why this happened, and then that's when I came out. I was like, well, how is Ken Levine like this good guy, or like how are people wishing him well? When at the time though, it seemed like now with all this new information out, then maybe it was just something that was going to happen regardless. But I mean, yeah, at the time it seems like a pretty dick move, and so again, you know, a few or a couple hundred people's jobs got lost.
It didn't it didn't seem possible to me though that like some guy could like I get it, he runs the studio, it's like his like, but he could just leave and be like, all right, studio's closed. Like, it's like, dude, 2K owns that shit. Like, it's like when the guys left Infinity Ward. Did Infinity Ward just not exist anymore? No, like it. I don't know. It fucking seemed.
Oh, but the studio didn't close down after they left too. So that's the main thing.
I know.
If we left, it would have been like, okay, we'll see ya. But
I think that was the thing.
Like, I think that I wasn't upset about that. I was upset the fact that everyone was like rushing to like kind of like just be like, oh yeah. Like, oh, I can't wait to see what he does next. Like, I was like, well, hold on, let's...
yeah, what happened here?
Yeah, what's the aftermath, you know? Like,
I can't wait to see the next item in his path of destruction.
Right.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, like...
Who's life?
Yeah, I think...
ruined now?
That kind of got me, like, kind of like, well, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
Happening here, and everyone's just like, ah, well, he made Bioshock Infinite, so he does whatever the fuck he pleases. That's cool.
It also seemed like a lot of people were just not questioning why the studio was shutting down. Like, it was just like, oh, it's shutting down. Like, why? Did the game not sell enough? I mean, is that the case then? It just didn't sell enough?
Right, I mean...
It had to sell, like...
an insane amount that it could not.
Yeah. Right. It was like when Tomb Raider launched... Like, oh, it only sold, what was it, 3, 6, whatever the number was. I can't remember if it was 3 million or 6 million. It was one of those two. But like, oh, it didn't sell enough. It must have been 6 million. Like, it had to sell 6 million in order to be successful. Like, but it was never going to sell that many.
Yeah, that's insane. But I think that would be an interesting conversation maybe in the future, but like, is that the kind of state where this next gen is heading where you're not really going to see these fucking 500, you know, people, studios, you know, like 500 people are making these games. Maybe it's going to kind of be like what's old is new, and they're going to go back down to these 20, 25, you know, like studios.
I
where
think you will to some extent. Like, I don't.
But you'll still get the big games.
Yeah, you're still going to get GTA 6.
Of course, yeah. You'll get your annual franchises, and then you'll get your Grand Theft Autos. You'll get those games still coming out. But again, like Tomb Raider. Like, first off, I don't know who decided. Yeah, 5 million. That's doable. That's just like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But again, like, there's a lot of games that. I think that there's just going to be a lot more, like, people just playing it safe. But it might be a good thing because when you have a smaller studio, hopefully it leads to more, like, ambitious things. But, again, we'll see. I'd like to see a nice mix where you still have those annual franchises that, again, I don't see why anyone would have problems with it because it brings new people into the world of gaming, and that's always a good thing because it's more revenue. But at the same time, I'd like to see, yeah, some more indie-ish games at least. That'd be cool. At least on the console.
I think what we're seeing, though, is that the AAA model is, for most companies, unsustainable. Like, there are a few games that do well. The vast majority of the games that are made on that scale don't sell that well.
Yeah, exactly.
But it'd be sad to me if we don't get games like Tomb Raider that come out. Like, that game was fucking amazing. Like, you know, are we only going to have that from games like Assassin's Creed and Call of Duty where you know you're, like, guaranteed to sell a bunch, you know? I don't know.
I think when you look at a game like Tomb Raider, you got to say, do we need a AAA budget to make this game?
Exactly. It's like, you can still have a Tomb Raider game, but maybe just, again, like Napo is saying, that just cut that budget down a bit. You can still make a terrific game. There's been plenty of games out there where it's been a few... you know, a few people, in the studio, and it's still, even now, you can still have a great game. Still have a fantastic, like, engine. I mean, look at Hawken. Isn't Hawken, it's not a very big studio making that game, and it looks gorgeous.
Making what game?
What?
Oh, the name of the game is Hawken?
Yeah. It's a mech game.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, you can look at that, like, just look at Daylight, which is coming, I believe, in early April from Zombie Studios. Like, they're not a really big studio, but, you know, they're creating this, like, Unreal Engine 4 game that just looks fantastic. Or, I don't know if you guys saw this week, what was it? Yeah, Kingdom Come... Deliverance. It was a Kickstarter game,
right,
that's using,
Kickstarter game
using the Crytek engine. Like, that game looks phenomenal. Like I think you can still do big budget looking games, you know, with a smaller scale.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
how big is the Witcher game?
I don't know. I mean, they're Polish though, so
they eat less over there. So right. It doesn't matter.
Clearly.
Yeah. Games business. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, definitely it's...
Strategy gaming will live on, though, so, you know, when you guys are out of stuff to play, I'll still be getting strategy games.
Yeah. It's
but
gonna
just
be
remember
like,
that.
Be like, they're like cockroaches. They'll always be around.
It's true.
Well, strategy games, you don't need, like, insane graphics. You just need to have a good design.
Right.
And then, you know, once all, like, the big budget games go away and Tony's playing his strategy games, Square will still be trying to sell you any of their numerous back catalog of Final Fantasy games. And so I'll have those to play.
And they'll make sure to take the worst Final Fantasies and make sure there's 6 or 7 sequels to those.
Yeah.
The gamers want.
Well, I don't want to play anything Final Fantasy 13 related, but...
Did anyone play that? Lightning Returns?
Don is playing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Don's playing it.
He said it started out really slow, and he was losing faith, but then it got better after, you know, like, 5 hours.
Is he a Final Fantasy 13, like...
He liked it. He liked the first game, and he liked the sequel, oh. So...
You mean he liked it, and he says that this one's starting out slow? That's not good.
Alright, so, Fozzy, you know our power rankings... You know how in the 10th spot, Lightning Returns is actually in there?
Oh.
That's because Don put it at his number one spot.
Yeah, it was his number one most anticipated game of the year.
And he's the only one with it on his list, I believe.
Yeah.
So, thanks, Don.
I'm hoping maybe that could drop off the list at some point. What else we got in news?
All right, I have to bring this up because this story is just so hilarious. So, you guys remember Monty Teo?
Yeah.
The
catfish guy.
Yes.
So apparently, there was a professional video gaming team in China, which was contacted by this amateur gamer who wanted to join the team. They wouldn't let him in. Then his sister contacted one of the players on the team and wanted to be in a relationship with one of the guys, asked him out. He rejected her. So she committed suicide.
Ooh.
Oh, Jesus.
So they decided to allow this amateur gamer onto their team as an advisor. He got really good. He got really famous. And then at some point, left the team and decided to form his own team. Then people started poking around his sister. She didn't exist. He had made her up, made up the entire story in order to get him onto the team. And then from there, he just grew up to a point where it didn't matter anymore, and he just left the team and formed his own.
That's awesome.
That's fucking hilarious.
Well, good for him. Listen, it's just like that movie, Catch Me If You Can. You gotta sometimes wiggle your way around life. get where you want me.
Like, they found also, just like,
and people, they just got Manti Te'ya.
It was like, this guy was messaged by his sister after she supposedly committed suicide, like she was dead. and of course no one could find any record that she actually existed, so.
That's choice right there. we got anything else?
Any real actual news?
Yeah, or any news.
Well, sadly, can we make fun of Total War Rome 2? Because it deserves it for this. They launched a paid DLC pack this week entitled Dogs of War, which included a bunch of new units to play within the game. Trouble is, these units appeared in the promotional release videos that were launched.
Oh, wow.
So apparently, Creative Assembly cut
they just
content
put on it.
Final release and released it as DLC.
This is your Alien Isolation people, Jeff.
Yeah.
That's dirty.
That is. It's awful. And they've made some sort of annoying attempt to defend it. Like, they can't defend it. They ought to release this pack for free now.
Yeah.
Wrong.
I mean, create some different content.
Right. That's just it. Like, it's fine to have this DLC content if people want it. Great. Make it. Sell it. But don't show people a product. Sell them that product and be like, oh, and by the way, that thing we sold you, this part was missing and we're going to sell it. That's just awful.
Yeah. That's dirty.
That's why Hefe doesn't play strategy games. They're just freaking evil, evil people.
Speaking of DLC for games that some people don't think have all the content that it should have.
Oh, I like that segue. That was
amazing. Forza is releasing a free track. I believe it might be out now. For Road Atlanta. So, that's there if you want to play it.
Free.
Wait, what? Forza?
Yeah, Forza 5, new track. I believe it auto downloads updates, or it's part of an update or something. But it adds that track into the mix and new circuit modes and new different stuff with that, and a new mini career mode for that track. So, and that's all free, so that's cool.
I like that. Well, again, I haven't played Forza in forever, and I'm still kind of pissed about just all the microtransactions. Holy shit, I get on my phone.
You don't have to use any of them, though. Ever.
I know, but everywhere.
Yeah, they are. It's like every time a match ends, it's like, do you want to double your experience points? Like, no, I don't.
Oh yeah, and remember you could get caught after you'd win like a big tournament? Nope, everything must be paid for.
Yeah, there's an easy way around that though. If you played previous Forzas, go to Forza Rewards, or maybe it's ForzaMotorsport.com/rewards, and you sign in with your Microsoft account. And you have like an overall Forza rank, kind of like you do in Halo Waypoint. And each month they give you an allotment of credits. And in Forza, like depending upon how many you've played, I've been racking in like 1 million to 2 million credits just a month just for going there and like clicking give me my shit. So that's nice. Nice little way around it.
I guess.
I mean, like, I have like 12 million credits right now, so which is more than enough to, which is more than enough to do like whatever I want with in that game. So, outside of like the most expensive cars, so
yeah, I think like someone though, like, they kind of tallied like how much it would cost to get like the most expensive car in that game. It's over $60 if you want to buy it.
Right, which isn't different. That's not different from Forza Horizon or Forza 4 either, though. So, I mean, that token system has been in place for the last few iterations.
That much? I don't remember any.
Yeah, there were some cars in Forza 4 and Horizon that were like 90 or 100 tokens or whatever. And those tokens were, I think they were like 3 for a dollar or something like that, so.
Fair enough.
Like, it could get expensive. If you want to buy your car, but you never really have to. Like, you earn enough money that, like, alright, if you want to start out the car with, like, if you want to start out the game with, like, the best car, yeah, you're gonna have to put some money down, but if you play it, you know, kind of as it's intended, you will earn that car over time. Anyway.
Yeah.
Any other news?
Well, that was all I had.
Yeah.
So, I know we have questions, though.
We do have questions. Jeff said he has a big one.
Doesn't have to have, like, magic question of the day or something?
I have a set of questions from Mr. Too Fresh. Okay. One of them. Dear God, one of them.
Oh, no.
One of them, like, I posed it to my roommates to see what they would say, and the question leads you to the dark places. We'll save that for last. He's got, like, he's guessed 5 questions. Have you ever been out of the country? If so, where? Do you want to travel anywhere?
I've been to Canada.
I've been to Canada as well.
I hate other places. I like right here, where I am right now.
Just Canada, huh?
Yeah.
That's as far as I've been.
Both of you? You've never been to Europe or anything?
I've never been to Europe.
No. Those places are on other continents, you know.
Really? I did not know that. I believe that Europe might be a continent in itself.
No.
Yeah. I've been Europe before, and Mexico and Canada.
Been everywhere. Yeah, I've been to Canada, I've been to Mexico, and then, like, I don't know, like Bahamas, Jamaica, Dominican Republic, shit like that.
I think you've flown, like, since PAX was, like, the first time, I thought.
Huh?
Like, as far as flying? I thought you never, like, really...
When I was a kid, I flew all the time. I wasn't afraid of it.
Oh, okay.
So I've been, you know, mostly... Went on a lot of cruises growing up, so it would be, like, all those little islands and shit.
Yeah,
I just went to Dominican Republic for my sister's wedding. I would like to go to Europe. I don't know.
I'd like to go to Europe at some point.
I doubt I ever will, but I'd like to.
You'll ever go to Europe in your whole existence. Well, that's just too far.
I just don't see it happening. I don't know. I would do it if it, like, I don't know.
Oh my God. Dude. Save up some money, go to Europe. You go Amsterdam.
I heard they changed it so, like, tourists can't partake.
No, they still have coffee shops there.
Really?
That's like their whole fucking industry, I don't know, first off.
Yeah, why would you shut it off to tourists? It's stupid. Anyways.
Next question. Alright, next question.
Ever found money on the ground in public? What did you do with it? He says he saw $100, and he said it was 520s, which is weird, outside of Taco Bell, and he ended up using it on Taco Bell.
So that's okay. A lot of Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's a shitload. Yeah, that's, oh. Shit, $10 Taco Bell is too much.
Did he say he used every dollar at Taco Bell? I don't think so.
How he worded it. I've seen a fiver before. That's like the most I've ever seen.
I saw like a 10 or 20 when I was a kid on the playground. I mean, I kept it. I mean, what am I going to do? There's no one else around me.
Right. Yeah, I found a 20 like that once too. It's just, what do, like, I do with it? Should I take it to the police station? I mean, really?
I found this $20 bill. That's sure, okay. Give it to me. I'll make sure we give it back to the person who lost it.
Right.
Have a nice day, kid.
Yeah, that blows my mind.
Chris, you ever found money?
I'm sure I have. I don't remember, like, you know, a specific instance.
I just remember I saw a five once, and I took it. But I don't think I've ever seen anything bigger than that.
I mean, I do remember, like, seeing somebody drop money, and then being like, hey, you dropped your shit.
Yeah, I think I've seen that before, too.
Me too, except I didn't say anything.
Tony's just found with a vacuum cleaner.
He asks, what was the last G-rated movie you saw in theaters?
G-rated? That one's tough.
Frozen wasn't G-rated?
No.
Really? Was Wall-E?
I don't think so.
It's probably PG, right? Yeah.
G-rated's like super rare nowadays. I feel like
it's really G-rated. It's really tough. Like, Wall-E was G-rated.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Well, that would be it. Damn good movie.
Yeah, 6 years ago.
Like, that would be PG, just showing like, everyone's fat. This is rude.
Or like, you know, the whole end of the world, you know, type thingy. Like, fuck.
Let's see. G-rated movies. top grossing G-rated movies. Toy Story 3 was G-rated, evidently.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I saw that, yeah, too.
The rest of these, The Lion King, Finding Nemo, Monsters, Inc., Monsters University. I didn't see Monsters University, so. Toy Story 2, Cars, Wall-E, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Ratatouille. And then, yeah, none of these are, like, recent, so. There you go.
Sorry. Yeah, mine would have to be Toy Story 3.
Yep.
What would you rather have? 52 okay sex sessions about once a week, or 365 great masturbation sessions?
Is this the question that takes?
Oh no, I guess I'd go with the sex. I mean, again, it's okay, but I mean, like, I don't know. I can't remember the last time I had a great masturbation session. Right.
I don't think that really exists.
Yeah, I'm with Ozzy. You go to the sex on this one.
I guess, like you hadn't done it in, like, a month or something, just fucking unloaded.
Well, if you had a lot of time to devote to it, you can watch a lot of porn, you can make an afternoon out of it, like. But, yeah, I'd go with the sex, I mean.
Again, like, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that fucking day, that was amazing.
I put a hole in the wall.
Leading directly into the final question. Alright. If your spouse switched bodies with your mother or another female in your family, and the only way to cure them was to have sex with one of them, would you do it?
No.
And who would you choose? And there's no loopholes. So he's saying, in short, your spouse would be in your mom's body, your mom would be in your spouse's body. You have to have sex with one of them to cure their Freaky Friday situation.
Oh, fuck no. 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 Just no.
See, I think...
No.
I'm disappointed. I was expecting more out of this question. I wasn't expecting a hypothetical week.
Well, if you have to answer it seriously, I mean...
I'm answering it serious. No.
You have to do one or the other. You can't, you know...
No.
You're saying if your wife... I don't
have anything, because this is an utterly...
Just let them keep going on.
Hold on. No. Chris is very adamant about saying no, but you're saying that if your wife had to switch bodies with your mom, okay...
I'm out.
Or vice versa.
I'm
out. You can't...
I'm
no.
out. Yes, I can.
You're gonna leave them that way.
Yep.
So, would you have sex again? Ever?
Yeah.
I guess not, right?
Not with those people.
Alright, fair enough.
See, I think it would be easier to have sex with the body of your girlfriend, right? Just because. It would be. Wait.
But yeah, like, but then
she,
with your
when she starts getting into it, dude, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Just no.
Like, if you had to sit there, no. I don't know, like. Well, that's all I got.
I guess, like, you just get really, really, really drunk, and then you just get it over with.
But what do you do? Do you do your spouse's body or your mom's body? Or other, you know, female in your family's body?
It'd probably have to be my girlfriend's body.
Right? That would be, like, the easier thing, I think.
Exactly. And you'd be like, look, mom, it's got to get done. Okay, you want your body back. My girlfriend wants her body back. Let's bang this out real quick.
God.
But then, like, dude, what if your mom starts getting into it? What if you start getting into it?
Listen, I'm doing it for the greater good, goddammit. You guys are all pussies, so I don't care what you say.
I at least, you know, tried to seriously consider the question. It's a tough one, though, if you sit there and really think about it. Cause,
I don't want to think about it.
Because then, all right, if it was your, if you chose the other way, if you chose,
No, I would not do it with my mom's body, because that just...
But then it would be, you'd be doing it still with your girlfriend, and you could just close your eyes and it's all the same.
Yeah, I guess you could.
You know? Dark, you know, dark room.
Still, you'd always remember, you'd always know that it was your mom's body.
You had that titty in your mouth before, anyways. Oh god, it's an awful question.
Yes,
in the best possible way.
Terrible.
So thanks to Matt for sending those questions.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for the
Chris, you said you had a question for me.
Yeah, so a friend of mine, he likes strategy games, and he's played through XCOM like 7 times now. He's kind of bored with it.
I can imagine.
And he's been kind of playing it and like having his son watch him play it. He's like 4 or 5. He wants to know like what other, you know, type of strategy games could he play to that like wouldn't be boring to like a 4 or 5 year old to watch, but
to watch?
Yeah, like the battles and whatever.
Not really many.
Are there any other games like XCOM out there or
like
Valkyria Chronicles, that might be a good one.
That's a good one. Let's see. Out of here. Look at my list of strategy games. Expeditions Conquistador, you might like.
Fire Emblem, they might like that one too. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah, you're looking for like turn-based strategy game, right?
I mean, turn-based, or even something like
basically something pretty to watch.
Right, but like I guess
the Banner Saga might be a good one.
Okay. Or even something.
I just watched a quick look at that. That game looks pretty cool.
Like I told him if he was willing to do like some real time stuff, maybe like I don't think he has a computer that can run Rome, like, but maybe maybe like Napoleon or Empire.
Any of those.
I wasn't sure if like Europa Universalis or.
Oh God, no! Like, every time I turn that on, my son says like, "No, Daddy, not the map game."
Okay, not that, not the map game. All right.
That game has like no like animation wise. It's just
right.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was like any sort
not
of
a whole lot to see there. Yeah.
Just play that for the gameplay. Not much more.
So, like, if you're looking for like something cool, like then maybe the Banner Saga or Valkyria Chronicles or
I'd say Valkyria Chronicles even better. That's a damn.
All right, that works. We got any other questions?
No.
Nope. We'll be back next week then. Thief will be out.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong will be out. Thief is Tuesday, yeah. Donkey Kong is
tomorrow, Friday.
Friday.
Today.
Yep. So when this podcast is up, Jeff will be playing Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Is anybody getting Garden Warfare? I don't like that $40 price tag.
No, not against Thief either.
Yeah, no. Like if it was $20, I would spring for it, but $40 seems a little steep.
Also EA.
Yeah.
And they're on my list.
True.
I still have to play Dead Rising and Peggle, so nope.
There you go.
Wait, so you have Xbox Live Gold now, right?
Oh, yes.
Do I have you on there, Hefe? We'll talk about that after.
Yeah, you should.
You're not friends with Jeff?
Should be. Trojan.
Yep. Well, I'm Fozzie Gamer now, especially.
Should show up, though.
Yeah. Should be good.
I don't know. Okay.
I saw you were playing NBA, so.
We'll play some more Battlefield on Tuesday. I don't know.
Oh yeah, and now we got the four amigos. It should have been.
Well,
Jeff would need Battlefield.
Jeff won't play Battlefield. We'll get Jeff in something. Jeff will get Titanfall sometime in the next like 3 months. So.
It's just the fact that same day, like, dude, Dark Souls, I don't give a fuck about Titanfall next Dark Souls.
Yeah, but don't you want to play with us?
Yeah. Jeff,
please?
He wants to play Dark Souls with us.
How far did you get in Dark Souls 1?
I got pretty damn far, dude.
Yeah, Jeff got really far. He played a lot of it.
I put 90 hours into it.
Oh, shit. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. As opposed to me, I put 9 hours into it.
They were like, I'm done. I don't know that. I hope you enjoy Dark Souls 2.
We'll
still have Titanfall.
Don't tell him to enjoy it. Tell him he'll hate it when it comes to Titanfall.
Well, I mean, he's gonna buy Dark Souls 2 regardless. I don't want him to like spend his money and be like, this game sucks. I wish I had bought Titanfall.
Yes, make him feel that way.
Yeah, so the games are coming.
Yeah.
It's getting exciting.
Women be shopping.
It's getting exciting. Do we know when Mario Kart comes out?
Yep.
BS.
Cancel.
It's still waiting.
I'll be playing it a lot, though, because that's a perfect spot for it, too. Like, there won't be that much in the summer, you know? Play a bunch of that.
So you're going to get Watch Dogs on Xbox One?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
There we go, we played that together. Alright.
Yeah, there'll be lots of Mario Kart happening. Like, Fives, you still got your Wii U, right?
Yep.
Yeah, there'll be Mario Kart. That'll be happening.
Tuesday night Mario Kart.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Right before E3.
That'd be fun as shit, like, to get a bunch of people playing that game. It'd be awesome. Tony, buy a Wii U.
Talk right through the gamepad, because it's only a horn for that game, so...
I like that the pad chat.
Yeah, I mean it works fine.
Yeah. Like,
a bit of advice for you for your Xbox One: shut off in the settings the voice chat via Kinect. Otherwise, every game you play, like if you play anything multiplayer, when you talk or anybody talks, it'll transmit to the other person. So.
Interesting.
It's fucking atrocious.
I didn't know what
it works fine. Like it legitimately works. It's just fucking annoying.
You don't
want to
do that,
right?
All right. Well, I'm gonna
go play.
God, I gotta go to fucking bed. But I'm gonna try to play like 10 minutes of this game. Be really
enjoy.
Sad. Let's go to bed. Yeah.
All right.
Dead Rising 3. It starts out really well too.
All right.
Lots of zombies.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, is it single player at all?
What was that?
No.
No, single player only. Okay. Never mind. Have fun.
Alright.
You can play that multiplayer, right?
There was a co-op in part 2.
Yeah, there's just co-op in 3.
We'll have to play it out one day, but yeah. It's fun.
I won't be playing it for long. Like, I should be in bed already, but...
I gotcha.
Alright.
Well, Jeff's gonna go play Dead Rising. I'm gonna go to sleep, and when I wake up, I'm gonna watch the hockey game.
Yeah.
Yep, while Jeff's at work.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm gonna start drinking at noon, Jeff. That's 11 o'clock your time.
Ellis.
Alright, we'll be back next week. Say goodbye, Fozzie.
Goodbye, Fozzie.